Psalm 46. We're going to begin reading in verse number 1. God is all we need, or God is all I need, because I'm desperate this morning. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. And the Bible says in Psalm 46 in verse number 1, here's what the Bible says. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the waters be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters therefore roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river. Woo, glory. Thank God for that river. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father God, as we bow in your presence this morning, Father, as Sister Jess come in this morning and she sung that special, Lord God, we're desperate this morning to see you move in this local body. Lord God, we're desperate to see you move all over this congregation. Lord, I'm praying right now that you move in a mighty way. Lord God, right now on Sister Judy. Lord God, I lift her up to you. Lord, you know how many days it's been that she's not been able to eat. Lord God, you know what's going on in her life. Lord, I pray right now, Father God, that you just bless that family. Lord, I pray the struggle not be much longer. Lord God, I pray that you intervene in a mighty way, Lord. And Lord God, you just reach your hands down, Lord God, and escort her right into your presence, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray right now that you bless that family. Lord God, I know waiting by the bedside, it gets tiresome and it gets weary and you get worn. And Lord, I pray right now that you bless them, bless their efforts, bless what they're doing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray right now for Brother Riley and Sister Caitlin right now and the little baby, Lord God. Lord, I pray that he be healthy. Lord God, I pray he be strong in the name of Jesus. Lord, we got an old saint going out and a new saint coming in. Lord God, we got an old saint going out and a new one coming in. Lord, this is the life that we live in, Father. And Lord, I know you're controller of it all. Father, you're the one that gives life, and you're the one that takes it, Lord God, this morning. And Lord, I pray right now, as I'm a desperate pastor, Lord, I pray you'd speak to your people this morning through the unction of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I pray this morning that you illuminate my mind, loosen my tongue, and let me preach, thus saith the word of God. Father, I love you, I praise you, I glorify you this morning. Lord, I pray if they be one lost, they be saved before it's eternally too late. Lord, we love you, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. Be with Brother Connor as he's headed home this morning. Lord God, I pray you give him rest, give him peace as well. And we ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning. As we come this morning, I want to say to you that God is all we need when we're desperate this morning. In Psalm 46, the psalmist made a clear path. He didn't exaggerate. He led you right down that path, and he made a clear path in the 46th chapter that God is our refuge, God is our strength, God is our help, and there is a river that flows. He said, I want you to know that he's our strength, he's our help, and he is that river that flows from heaven, and God is in the midst and cannot be moved. This morning, I want to say, since God is all we need, I say we need to, number one, run to the Lord when we're desperate. Or when you get desperate and you didn't know what to do or where to go, I say to you that we need to run to the Lord when you're desperate. You say, preacher, are you sure we need to run to the Lord? I say to you, yes, run to the Lord. Here in verse number 1, the Bible says that God is our refuge and strength and very present help in trouble. You say, when can I run to the Lord? Oh, when can I run to the Lord? You run to the Lord when you're desperate. Hey, when troubles come your way, you need to run to the Lord. I'm not talking about walking or crawling. I'm talking about spiritually running to the Lord. Why should I run to the Lord, preacher? Because he is your refuge this morning. The Bible says God is our refuge. You say, what would that refuge be? It would be a hiding place. It would be a place that you could take cover. It would be a place that you could go to when trouble comes. I say not only when trouble comes, but when trials come. When trials come your way and you don't know where to go, he can be your strength in that time of trouble. He's there when troubles comes, trials comes, and when temptation comes, he is your helper. He's your way out. You say, preacher, when will he be there? The Bible says that he is our very present help in time of trouble. He is right there when trouble comes. When you see it on every corner, trouble is there. This week, I got to preach a funeral of Miss Mary Cantrell's, and I got thinking about this as this went on and the weeks went on. She told her family, she told her grandson, Tyler Stockman. I stood at the casket there, and she laid there, and he told me about her telling him that you just need to go find the book. Everything you need to know about the funeral will be written in the book. Everything that you need to know is written in the book. And he said, preacher, I didn't know what to do. And she passed away, and we just tore the house apart looking for the book. We looked up one side and down the other side trying to find the book. And he said, finally, in the kitchen drawer at the very back, there was a book that she had wrote everything down. She wrote down the songs that she wanted sung. She wrote down the preacher she wanted preached. She had my name written out beside it, Brother B.J. Mills. Get a hold of him. He's done told me that he'll preach my funeral. Said everything was written in the book. What to do, the songs to be sung. Everything was written in that book. And he said, we finally found the book and we knew what to do. You said, preacher, what did you preach at the funeral? I preached, just go get the book. Hey, can I say to you, when you're desperate, I'll go get the book. I'll go get the Word of God. Everything you need with Brother Kevin, Brother Brent, Brother Jake at this time in your life, hey, just go get the book. Stay in that book. Stay with that Word. Don't give up. Brother Riley, you stick with that book. You stay in that book. You run to the Lord. He is the only one that can help you. You say, preacher, why is the book so important? Because the devil don't want you to run to the book. He wants you to run to the Word. He don't want you to run to this book. You know why? Because the devil, he wants to steal it away from you. He wants to steal that word about the sower and the seed. And when they started sowing the seed, you remember what happened in Mark chapter number 4? The first thing the devil done, he come and stole the word of God. He don't want you to hear the word of God. He don't want you to run to the word of God. And he doesn't want you to turn to the word of God. You say, preacher, what helps me when I'm desperate? When you run to the Lord when you're desperate, it'll help you. Let me say this to you. Not only do we run to the Lord when we're desperate, but we must rely on the Lord when we're desperate. Man, you can run to Him, but don't run to Him if you ain't gonna rely on Him. If you're going to run to Him, you need to rely on Him. Look at this, if you will, with me. You run to the Lord when you're desperate. You rely on the Lord when you're desperate. Man, I'm telling you, look in verse number 2. Therefore will not we fear. Don't you fear when you've run to the Lord. And you lay your problems and your trials and everything in your life at His feet, you can rely on Him when you're desperate. Look what He says in verse number 2. Verse number 2, the Bible says, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters therefore roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. He says, we will not fear. You can run to the Lord and you can rely on the Lord. You say, preacher, how can I rely on the Lord? You can depend on His direction. He'll never lead you in the wrong direction. When you run to Him and you rely on what He tells you to do, you can go in the right direction. You can depend on His direction no matter what. You can rely on His righteousness. He will never lead you in the path of unrighteousness. He'll always lead you in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. The Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, what does it do? It comforts that sheep. It comforts that sheep along the way. Hey, as a sheep this morning, you got a shepherd that you can run to, and you can get right up in His arms right where He is this morning, and you can run to that shepherd. You say, preacher, what will that shepherd do? He will comfort you. He'll challenge you, and He'll get all over your life, and He'll take care of you. I want you to know this morning, you can depend on His direction. And you can rely on His righteousness. He will never lead you in the wrong path. But I also want you to know you can trust in His truth. I want you to look at what the Bible says. I want you to get all this stuff that's being shaken in the world that we live in. In your life, you may be shaken this morning. There may be things going on in your family. And you say, preacher, we're shook to the core. I want to say to you this morning, we got a God in heaven that can't be shook. Can I get an amen? He ain't never wrung His hands and He never will. He is sitting on the throne this morning, high and lifted up. It doesn't matter what you go through this morning. I want you to know He is in control. Amen. You can depend on His direction. You can rely on His righteousness. And you can trust in His truth. Look what the psalmist said here. Here's what the psalmist said. He said, though the earth be removed, though things in your life be removed, though you get removed, and you think, man, what's going on? Why is all this shaking going on? Though the earth be removed, depend on His direction. He said, though the earth be removed, though the mountain be carried. Have you ever had something removed out of your life and said, man, I don't know why God took that away. God, I don't know why God did that. Hey, when you run to Him, rely on Him. He knows what to take when it needs to be took. He knows when to carry what needs to be carried away from you. Look what He says here. Though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried away, and though they be gone, though they be out of your way, and though, get this, though the waters be troubled. Have you ever seen waters troubled? Man, they just roar all around you. A lot will be going on. A lot will be taking place. The waters will be roaring all around you. You say, preacher, what do you do when chaos is all around me? What do you do when things go on? You run to the Lord and you rely on Him. He cannot be shaken and He will not be shaken, though the waters be troubled. I want to give you this. When you're desperate, run to the Lord. When you are desperate, rely on the Lord. Man, I don't know about you, but there's been so many times in my life that I've just had to run to Him and rely on Him. And when you do, you'll be able to rest in the Lord. When you're desperate, you'll be able to rest in the Lord. Does the waters quit roaring all around you? No. No. Does the wind cease? No. Does the storms stop? No. Does things quit go? No. So how does a child of God get peace? They run to the Lord. They rely on Him and they rest in Him. Look what He says here, if you will, with me in verse number 4 of the text. He says, there is a river. Not maybe, but there is a river. There is a river that flows this morning that you can run to, you can rely on, and you can rest in when you're desperate this morning. There is a river. And I want to tell you that this morning. There's a place that you can go this morning, that you can get to this morning. You can rest in the Lord. Look what He says here. Man, look at what He says here in verse number 4. There is a river, the streams wherefore shall make glad the city of God. The holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her that right early. You say, preacher, what flows when you get to that place and you can rest? What flows from this river? I say to you this morning, the goodness of God flows from this river. The goodness of God flows when you run to the Lord. The goodness of God flows when you rely on God. The goodness of God. I don't know about you this morning, but He's been good to me. Man, He has been better than good to me. The goodness of God flows this morning. Oh, can I say to you that not only the goodness of God flows through that river, but the gladness of God flows through that river. You say, preacher, what is gladness? Joy, peace, love, mercy, grace. No matter what's going on around you, you got something flowing inside of you. The Holy Spirit of God's beating on the inside of you. And in the midst of your troubles, in the midst of your storms, in the midst of what you've got going on, you can still find the goodness of God in it, and you can find the gladness of God in no matter what's going on in your life. It flows with the goodness of God. It flows with the gladness of God. And I want to give you this right here. It flows with the grace of God. When you're desperate and you run to God, I want you to know this morning, when you run to Him, you will find rest in the Lord. But I want to share this with you as we move on here in verse number 10. Not only do you run to the Lord and rely on Him and rest in Him, but if you will get to that place in your life, you can receive from God. You can receive from God what you need. This morning, I wonder who just needs, God, I just need to receive from You. God, I just need You to pour out a blessing. Lord God, I just need You to protect. God, I need You to show me. God, I need You to illuminate my eyes. Let me hear. Let me see. Let me see what's going on. Let me see. This morning in Sunday school, we was talking about Balaam and how he was riding his donkey. You know what I'm saying? Y'all was in Sunday school. He was riding his donkey. And when his donkey got over there and the donkey seen the Lord, he wanted to kill his donkey. He wanted to kill the one that was telling him the truth. He was wanting to kill. Come on, somebody. He was wanting to kill the person that was saving his life. He was wanting to take the life of the one that was telling him the truth and was saving his life and didn't want him to get hurt. You know what? He was mad at him. This morning, can I say, don't never get mad at God. He's not against you. He is for you. He said, preacher, I don't know. Yes, He is. He's for you. That gives you the ability, knowing that He's for you, that you can run to Him. You can run to Him right where He is. You can run to His presence. Get at your feet before Him. Run to Him. Get at your feet. Get your feet right out there where Jesus is. And rely on Him. As Miss Patsy said in Sunday school this morning, I got to go in their class. Amen. I got to go in the older class because our class was full. I got to go to the older class. And Miss Patsy said, can you believe that because he was mad and angry and bitter, he missed the first miracle that a donkey was talking? You say, we hear one every Sunday. Come on. Hey, dry as it is in here this morning, got to have a little humor. Maybe I'm the only one desperate this morning. Desperate to see His face. Desperate to see the move of God. Desperate to see what God will do. Man, I was waiting on a word this morning when she got up and sung a song, desperate. Man, I'm telling you, when you get desperate, you'll do things. When you get desperate, you'll move to a place you ain't never been before. When you get desperate, and the psalmist said, I need to see you, God. I need to receive from you. And the Lord said, if you want what I got for you, you're going to have to be still. You've got to be still and know that I'm God. Psalm 46:10, put that up, man, if you will. You've got to know that I'm God. You've got to know that your help don't come from that man sitting in the pew beside you. You've got to know that your help don't come from your spouse. You've got to know that your help don't come from your pastor. But your help comes from the Lord. Man, if you can get help anywhere else, he'd have told you to get it from there. But he said, come unto me, all you that are weak and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He said, run to me. He said, rely on me. Man, in this rest, look what he says, be still. The psalmist said, I'm telling you, there is a river. Have you ever went by a river and just got still? I'm talking about just, you just seen that river flow and you just sat beside it and it's just still. It's flowing like crazy. Things are going on, but you just sitting there watching it go by. I've heard people say, man, some of my peaceful times is when I'm sitting there fishing by the river. No matter if I catch anything or not, as long as I'm just sitting there, there's a peace beside the river. I say this morning as a child of God, we need to get back to the river of God. Get back to where it flows with His goodness, His gladness, and His grace this morning. Look what the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. You say, preacher, why do I need to be still? You get still and you get alone with God. Last night at 6:30, I'm telling you, I climbed in that bed. I cut the TV off, Brother Brent. The cares of this world and things that are going on. I kept telling my wife yesterday, I said, I'm tired. I don't feel good. I don't feel good. I'm not tired. She said, you ain't tired? I looked at her and said, what? Like, you know me. She does know me. She said, you're not tired? I said, I'm just tired. She said, you ain't tired? She said, you got something on you. Brandy Mills, is that not what you told me? She said, you ain't tired. You got something on you. You better shake it off. If it's done got to the point where my family, if it done got to the point where my wife can see it on me, I'm desperate that I need God to move. I'm desperate. I don't need to get out of the house in that. Somebody talked to me this morning. If it's done got to the place where my family can see that it's affecting me, guess where I need to be? I need to be at the feet of Jesus. I need to be at the feet of Jesus. Can I say to you in here, there's some daddies in here right now. You need to get to the feet of Jesus. It's all over you this morning. And you say, it don't matter who sees it. Yes, it does. You've got a family that's watching you, how you walk, how you talk, and how you live your life. And we need to get at the feet of God and get at that river that flows and say, God, take this from me in the name of Jesus. And you'll receive what God will have for you. He said, preacher, how long was you willing to stay in that bedroom until he met with me? Why? Because I was. Preacher, how long are you willing to stay there until he meets with me? I'm not willing to get out. I went in there. I didn't go in there and lay across the sheet, lay across the blanket. I went and got under it. I didn't go lay on top of it, Brother Kelvin. I went and got under it. God, what you want me to hear, what you want me to know, feed my soul, feed my spirit. He said, preacher, you don't know the ball game was on last night? When you get desperate, you care less about a ball game. When you get desperate, you care less about things going on. This morning, I want to share this with you. I want you to understand this. When you be still and know who God is, He will speak to you. He will speak to you in a mighty way. When you're desperate, look what He says in 46:10. Be still. Get alone with me. Get alone with me. Just be still. When you're desperate, just get alone with Him. Be still. Be still. Be still. Being still is awkward. Being still is quiet. But being still, He can get your attention. When Ryder acts up and we get a hold of him, Brother Tony, he acts up, and when you scold him, he don't want to look at you. He wants to turn that head the other way. What do you do, preacher? I had to learn from his mama. I just want to keep whooping. That's how I was raised. What do you do, preacher? I've seen his mama do something with him here lately. It just blows my mind. She say, Ryder Mills? He'll keep acting. Ryder? She'll come over there and look at me. Ryder, look at me. And he won't look. And she'll grab him with that face and turn it around there. Say, look at me. Listen. And she says, be still. stay still. And after about 30 seconds of him wanting to squeal, and I'm talking to somebody right now, be still. She'll turn that face around our Travis where they can look eye to eye. She'll get him adjusted just right, and she'll start telling him what he needs to know. And where I just want to keep whooping and beating the tar out of him. I know some of y'all don't believe in whooping. I know you don't. And I'm not going to say whooping does you any good. Son, I got beat the fire out of me. I'm not going to say it does you any good, but you sure won't forget it. Brother McCullough, can I get an amen? I'm not saying it does the world of good, but I'm saying this. You won't forget it when they put it on you just right. But I've learned something. You got to get their attention. He said, be still. You know what Ryder will do? He'll turn around there. He'll sit down on that couch, and a little bit of time will go by, and he'll say, Mama. And I'm watching her. I'm like, she's fixing to give in. Mama! I'm like, what's she going to do now? She'll say, I'm wanting her to say, baby, what is it? She'll say, what? Well, there you go. Get him. See, it's always good when somebody else is getting scolded, not you. Amen, Brother John. It's always good when somebody else is getting scolded, not you. Usually it's me sitting still, and she's telling, I'm saying, Brandy! She says, what? Uh-huh. God's doing some of you that way this morning, right now. She'll say, what? And he'll say, now can I get up? She'll say, not right now. Just be still. I'll let you know. You and I get in trouble when we don't run to the Lord when we're desperate. When I run to Brother Tony with all my problems and pains, ain't doing me a bit of good. When I rely on you to take care, when I rely on sister, it ain't doing no good. Right, run to Braden. Braden, can you? It ain't doing me a bit of good. I run to the wrong person. I rely on the wrong person to help me. And I don't get any rest. Because I went to the wrong person. He said, be still and know that I will be exalted. He's the one that gives you rest. And we're not receiving what we need because we run to the wrong person. He said, come unto me, not come unto you, pastor. Come unto me, all you that are weak and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And we receive. This morning, I wonder who just needs to be still this morning and say, Lord, I'm yours. Whatever you're trying to show me, open my eyes that I see plainly. I want to close with this, and I want you to be listening. I read this story this week, and man, it touched my heart to the core. Didn't know, Sister Jessica, how desperate until you sung that. Man, I'm telling you what, this might not be nothing for y'all, but that lit a fire in me. Thank God I'm going to Knoxville. I needed a fire. Man, just own me this morning that you run to God when you're desperate. In 2002, published in Time Magazine, I want you to get this. They wrote a story about Operation Desert Storm. In 2002, they wrote a story about Operation Desert Storm. If you was alive during Operation Desert Storm, raise your hand. Not very many. Now listen, if you was alive in the 90s, you was in it, okay? You may have not have known about it, but it went on. Operation Desert Storm. It said in 2002, it was published in Time Magazine, about Michael Holtz. He was a battalion. He had a battalion, and he was the leader over 130 Marines. He was a battalion. He had a battalion under him. He was the leader over 130 Marines. And he was ordered to cross Kuwait's border. He got the order, had come down and said, come morning, you're crossing the Kuwait border. You're going in. You're marching on in. Said he had 130 souls. This was a man of God. Had 130 souls that he was accountable to. Daddy, ever how many you got in your home, you're accountable to them. Watch how you lead them. You say, hey, your kids, that blood's on your hands. The way you lead your home, it's on you. He said that he had 130 Marines he was ordered. Said he prayed. Here's his prayer. It wasn't long, it was just simple. Dear God, help me lead wisely and keep safe those that are under me. As your pastor, that's my prayer. Dear God, help me lead wisely and keep safe those that are under me. The morning they left, it started sprinkling, just sprinkling rain. He had all of his troops ready to go out, and it started sprinkling rain. It said it wasn't long after it started sprinkling rain. They got out there, got a good ways away, and got almost where they needed to go. And figuratively speaking, he said, it started raining cats and dogs. Now, you know it wasn't raining cats and dogs. That just means, as Derek Northington would say, it's raining straight down. It's hard. I mean, it's coming a flood. Said it started coming a flood. And all of his 130 Marines that were under him started complaining. You didn't watch the radar. You didn't watch what was going on. You didn't know what was going on. You should have watched more clear. How are we going to invade? How are we? See, when he gives the order, you don't watch the weather. The Bible says, he who guards the wind soweth not, is what the book of Proverbs says. He who guideth the wind. If you're waiting on the wind to stop blowing that you can sow seeds for Jesus, you'll never sow seed. Said you should have looked the forecast. We should have waited. Said it was raining cats and dogs, raining as hard as you could see. And said it rained on for a long time. And finally daybreak came. Sun come up and started shining. They didn't know exactly where they was, Brother Brent, but they looked up. And they was right at the Kuwait border to cross over. The night before, the day before, he run to the Lord as a leader. And he said, Lord, I'm desperate. I need you. Thank you, sister. I'm desperate and I need you. He run to the Lord. He relied on the Lord. And then he just stepped back and rested. Even though the rain came down, even though the storm blew, even though everything went on, he just rested in God. And he received of God. And here's what he received. The next morning, at the daybreak, the day of invasion, the troops woke to a clear skies only to see that God, right in front of their eyes, had uncovered an Iraqi minefield. It rained so hard that all the metal discs that would have blowed up, the rain uncovered every one of them. Because you say prayer ain't important. Running to God ain't important, Brother Jake. Running to God and getting information what God wants me to do, it ain't no big deal. It's not going to help Savannah. It's not going to help little Jake. I tell you to help them every time, son. You pray about every move you got going on in your life, everything God's called you to do. You pray about it. You stick with that book. You stick by God. Don't you ever get away from what God's called you to do. And that's for every other man of God. You say, preacher, what else? What good will it do? When you run to God, it'll keep you from getting blowed up. When you run to God, it'll keep you from dying. For when you run to God, it'll keep you from getting down in a place where you can't get back up. Listen to me, he had 130 men under him. And instead of worrying about going to war, he got on his knees and said, Lord God, help me and help those that I'm under. Keep them safe. And God sent the rain. You know no man can send rain, Brother Roy. God can't do that. We can stop the rain by praying. Elijah taught us that. Prayed and it stopped. Prayed again and it started. We can petition the throne. And that's what that man did. He petitioned the throne, Brother Eric. And it uncovered all the problems that lied ahead of him. This morning, if you got a problem and you're desperate and you say, God, I got to know. I got to know that there's a God in heaven. Sometimes being saved just ain't enough. Now you can skin me out and kick me out the back door later as a pastor. That's fine. I'll leave. But sometimes being saved just ain't enough. I know I'm saved and going to heaven, but I'm still walking through hell here, Brother Roy. And sometimes I just need to know there's a God in heaven that still hears, that still listens. And Lord, I'm desperate and I need you. Will you please touch me? You say, that's selfish. Thank God for selfishness. But there's sometimes I don't need to see the blessing on your life. I need it in my life. Lord God, I need you to touch me. So how do you get it, preacher? You got to run to him. You got to rely on him. And when he tells you, just rest. And just as he did, you will receive one of the greatest blessings in your life. He'll save you from all your troubles and all your cares. This morning, if you're desperate, run to God. Run to him. Get to that place. Hallelujah, praise God, we got a God we can run to. Thank God we ain't got to run on Sunday. We can run any day of the week. Hallelujah. Thank God we got a God that'll get our attention. Amen. This morning, if you need God, I want you to know he's wide open. He's not hid out in some corner hiding from anybody. He's sitting there with his arms wide open. Brother Donald read this morning, 2 Peter 3:9, God's not slack concerning his promises. Some men claim slackness, but he's long-suffering. Not that any of us should perish, but that we should all come to repentance. That's his prayer. Brother Cullen read this morning, opening worship this morning. I've acknowledged my sins before God. Psalm 34, verse number 5, I believe it was. Psalm 34, 5. I acknowledge my sins. And at the end it said, Selah or Selah. I was telling Brother Colin, we were looking over that, and I said, you know what that word means, son? I said, this is a Detroit term now. What you think about that? Anytime you see Selah or Selah in your Bible, it means, what you think about that? God will forgive you. God will take care of you. You look at the old devil and say, hey, what you think about that? I got a God on my side that I can run to, that I can rely on, and I'm going to rest in His arms that I may receive His blessings. Let us pray. Father God, I love You. I praise You. I glorify You. Father, I believe as a shepherd of this flock, I go through some things because your sheep go through them, Father. I believe that. I believe as being an under-shepherd, I feel some of the pain that they go through. I believe that in the name of Jesus. I believe that I feel some things that goes on in their lives. And this morning, Father, I don't believe last night I laid in that bed battling and struggling over this, Father God, without it I'm moving on somebody this morning. I don't believe You put Sister Jessica up there. Not for one skinny minute. Lord God, I couldn't pull her up there. I couldn't beg her to get up there. I couldn't pay her to get up there. I couldn't bribe her to get up there. But the Holy Ghost of heaven sent her this morning to sing that song about being desperate. And Lord, I believe that. I believe that. I didn't know who He was going to send, how You was going to send it, but You sent. And Lord, I want to praise You for that. Lord, I want to praise You for that word. I want to praise You for the words that we heard this morning at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart was rolled away. Somebody needs a burden rolled away this morning, and only Jesus can roll it away. We ask it in no other name but the name of Jesus. And all of God's people said, amen. I ask you to stand.